This episode of Our Fair City is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Please enjoy the show.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Report.
There's about 40 big ones scurrying on the forward-facing side of the tower.
Less than we anticipated. Any weapons at the fore?
None in sight, Captain.
My sisters won't attack until I give the order. I'll have the tower bound move aside when your cannon is ready.
You sure they'll smell you from down here?
You've already bet your lives on it, haven't you?
I don't like the way she said that.
Don't let her twist you up. She needs us just as much as we need her.
Stormhawks!
Aye.
We march!
Aye.
I can do it, Chet Scan. Look lively and
Not since the day of exclusion has the Heart Life Corporation needed to negotiate affairs with outsiders. But this day dawns different on Our Fair City.
Movement spotted!
Halt!
Hold! The captain has hold!
Look! They're sending something out.
From the viewpoint of Cumulus Jane and her band of miscreants, the ancient stereo system seems but a speck against Heartlife's steeled flank, above the mass of ant people, near the glorious acme of the tower, it unfurls like a rusted proboscis, terminating in a clever and thoroughly loud loudspeaker.
Attention, you are nearing the Heartlife Tower, home of the Heartlife Corporation. Identify yourselves.
Give me the loudspeaker, Benny.
Loudspeaker!
Aye, turn on the power and let loose the handset!
Captain.
Who are we talking to?
You are addressing Vice President Herman of the Office of Mergers, Acquisitions, and Outer Affairs. To whom do I speak?
This is Cumulus Jane of the Lightning Rig Stormhawk.
Onboard black box records indicate that the Stormhawk was destroyed.
Oops. Sounds like a clerical error to me.
Heartlife makes no mistakes. Policies, however, are fallible. As the Vice President of the Office of Mergers, Acquisitions, and Outer Affairs, I've been authorized to offer you clemency.
Is that good?
Hush!
The policy numbers of all crew on the Stormhawk shall be reinstated effective immediately. All weapons and outside resources are forfeited to Heartlife. Pending mental and physical evaluation, new policies will be re-released into the population as the company sees fit.
Negative! We don't want to come back to your stinking company!
Yeah!
Send out one of your little interns. We got a shopping list of goods for you. We get the stuff, we get out of your way. We don't get it, well, there'll be consequences.
Jane Albright, think of the horrors your fellow policies have endured. Outages, Woken, ants. Would you visit yet another on them? The company welcomes you back, policies. You are home.
This was never home.
Ladies and gents, why don't we give them the pointy end of our negotiation strategy?
Let them have it!
Let them have it! Move in! Move! Lay anchors!
Anchors down!
Ready?
Here, boss. The hook worked.
Of course we did. That was the easy part. Now, heave!
Whoa!
turn.
With pleasure.
Make no mistake, dear friends. Though they may seem policy-like, these traitors are outsiders, numbers erased from the annals. Pity them not, for they are enemies to our company, to our very way of life, and want nothing more than to destroy everything and everyone you love. Away from the horrifying assault on our home, in the crevasse a mile back from the foolhardy Stormhawks, Dr. Montgomery Morrow sings a lonesome song at an entirely inappropriate time.
Oh, my girl from Albuquerque always knows to do her hair.
Mom, hand me the sutures. Dr. Morrow.
I can't.
No sutures, just some old thread. Herbert, can you stand?
Absolutely! Absolutely not.
Dr. Morrow, a little help, please.
Andrew, I can't.
We need you. Dr. Weiss has an aneurysm, I think.
He's right. I'm very brain melt.
I can't operate.
Monty, dear, please. This is Herbert. If you don't pick up a scalpel and do something, he's going to die, and I'm going to... I don't feel very well.
Mom, let me handle it. We need your help, Dr. Morrow. I can't operate on my own.
You can, Andrew, and you must.
You already patched up the riggers.
A splint on a leg or a broken finger isn't the same as an operation. And it wasn't on someone that I cared about. Andrew, I made mistakes. And my mistakes cost the lives of so many. So many years to mourn, to weaken mind and body. Pass me that scalpel. Is this the steady hand you trust on your mentor?
Still, dying over here.
Strap on those adventure trousers and handle it, my boy. No matter what you think you are, I know you're capable. That, or you let him die.
Montgomery!
You could put him back together afterwards. Less time pressure, I suppose.
No. No.
No?
I could do it, but it's not the same. He wouldn't be the same. Your head gets different. I would know.
Indeed. You'll be a better doctor than I am someday. If you're not already, Andrew.
Don't worry, Andrew. If I die, you can make me a new and better me. Out of meat wall. With raccoon fingers.
That's comforting.
Is it? Oh, I think I lost the floor.
We're out of time.
Yes, can someone help me with my bloodies now?
Can you help with his bloodies now?
Dr. Morrow, string up the saline solution. Mom, get Herbert up on the table. It's time for some brain surgery.
Oh, Halloween.
Elsewhere, the rogue Hendersonians, so considerately reassigned to outside work duty by executor Teju Valentine, are inconsiderately attempting a reassignment.
Take my foot and shove it so far up your ass!
These ingrates are mere moments away from their work assignment against the ants that cling viciously to our city.
Well, at least Valentine threw some boxes of fresh clothes down here. Might even protect us from the bites.
Why's it gotta be a suit anyhow?
That's how they do it higher up. A suit for every occasion.
At least our funeral outfits will be pretty snazzy.
There's nothing snazzy about polyester cellulose blend.
Oh, I think it's kind of hip, but you're also real old.
Thank you.
Can we focus on the fact that we're minutes away from dying, please?
What's to focus on? Dying's real easy. All we gotta do is show up.
Maybe we don't have to die.
Oh, Veronica. I'm pretty sure we all have to die.
I mean, we don't have to die today. I have an idea.
You aren't gonna try and explain Feng Shui again, are you?
No. I have a practical idea. Old man, do you have any more of those tapes?
Does a bedbug need a comb and a hot toddy?
Good. Gather around then, and let me tell you a little about mood music.
The small mind of Veronica Hasher cannot comprehend the devastating consequences of this idea. As the Hendersonians gather near to hear her plot, remember, dear Policies, if you become possessed by an idea, report yourself at once to your immediate supervisor. Will her plan save the unworthy Hendersonians from the jaws of death? Tune in next time, listeners, as the story of Our Fair City continues.
Loyal Policies, this is HeartLife NFP Executive Producer Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Our Fair City. If you want to help us keep making Our Fair City, you can help spread the word by rating and reviewing on iTunes or whatever podcasting service you're listening to us on. Please also consider making a pledge to our Patreon campaign at patreon.com/HeartLifeNFP. There, you can get great rewards like shoutouts on the air, Our Fair City ringtones, personalized HeartLife policy certificates, and more. Today, we'd like to give a special shoutout to one of our manager-level Patreon backers, Sam Hodgson. As a thank you, HeartLife has granted your entire work crew an extra hot shower each week for the remainder of the fiscal cycle. Enjoy the warm water policy. You deserve it. Thank you all so, so much. And as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.